With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles picked up their third win in a row in a 34-31 thriller against a previously undefeated Lord Botetourt team. With Lord Botetourt trying to retake the lead in the fourth quarter, the Eagles' defense made a huge play.
Lord Botetourt looking to retake the lead. Running to the right side and didn't get much. The ball was ripped out and the Eagles are streaking the other way. It's going to be an 85-yard return for a touchdown. The GW defense comes up huge and the Eagles have completely swung the momentum back. A monster play for GW. An 85-yard return for a touchdown. And the Eagles now have a 10-point lead, 26-16. With 9:43 to play, as Dominic Neal Harrison ripped it out and ran it 85 yards the other direction for a touchdown.
Running back Alex Brandon led the way on offense for the Eagles as he rushed for 212 yards and two touchdowns. GW head coach Nick Anderson was proud of his team after the win.
You know, the kids played extremely hard, and we knew it was going to be tough in the trenches, man. Lord Botetourt is a very aggressive and physical team. They play extremely hard, so... Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough for our O-line, D-line, running backs, and linebackers. Those were the guys who really needed to play well, and, they did. I thought they played well. We made a couple mistakes like we always, but, you know, they're teenagers, and they didn't let it bother them too bad, and we were able to get a win.
GW is now 3-1 on the season and will play on the road at William Fleming next Friday. The Gretna football team won their fourth game in a row as they routed William Campbell 61-14. Head coach Sean Miller praised his offensive line following the game.
We got it going early. We just got to finish games, man. But, shout out to our offensive line because they were bringing 6 and 7 all night. And I think we protected the quarterback well and we was able to expose them a little bit in the secondary.
Gretna quarterback Rayshawn Logan had 6 passing touchdowns and 188 yards on the night, while Tyson Miller caught 2 touchdowns. Gretna is now 4-1 and will be off next Friday. The Tunstall football team fell to Halifax County in their district opener 26-7 to drop to 1-4 on the season. Tunstall will play at Bassett next Friday. Halifax County is now 2-3 and will host Mecklenburg County on Friday. The Dan River Wildcats fell to 2-3 on the season as they lost at Appomattox 62-14. Dan River will host Alta Vista next Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.